Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, I have a question. Because when I'm teaching, I find some of my students daydreaming.
Yeah.
And some of them dozing off. So could you give me some suggestion to help? What should I do to help them perk up their ears?
Well, I find that students really are attracted to words like tests.
All right.
No homework, vacation, holidays, things like that. And then they perk up their ears. And, oh, once you get their attention, then you can continue on.
Yeah, I think these words help them wake up.
Yes, for sure.
那么刚才呢，我跟 Sam 做了一个教学的经验的分享。因为我作为老师来讲呢，发现我的学生经常在课堂上睡觉，我非常的困惑，怎么能够帮助这些学生能够在课堂上面perk up their ears. 这个词是我们昨天讲过了，表示说能够竖起耳朵听课。Sam 作为一个非常有经验的老师呢，跟我讲到我们可以用一些词呢能够唤醒这些沉睡的学生，比如说明天我们要考试了，比如说我们明天要放假，比如说明天没有家庭作业，这些词对学生来讲是非常有震撼力的单词。那么我们作为老师来讲呢，如果在课堂上能够充分的使用这些单词的话呢，能够帮助学生 perk upTheir ears. 翻成中文呢是竖起耳朵听老师讲课。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom is a little bit longer than normal idioms. Today's idiom is proclaim it or something from the rooftops. Proclaim, P-R-O-C-L-A-I-M, proclaim it from the rooftops.
那么今天的 idiom 有两个关键词，第一个单词呢是 proclaim， 翻译成中文是大肆的宣扬某件事情，大声的宣传某件事情 proclaim。 第二个单词呢是 rooftop， 在屋顶，一个人在屋顶大肆或大声的宣扬某件事情，我们大概能够猜出这个词组的一个大概的意思，表示一个人想让其他人知道他已经做了什么什么事情或他的一个目的。 proclaim something fromThe rooftop.
Yeah. So the question is, like, why are they on the rooftops proclaiming something? Are they in danger?
Right.
Do they need help? What's going on?
Right. Why not in the bedroom?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, let's do a conversation, all right?
Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
What's wrong? You're daydreaming, Sam.
Huh? What?Oh,
I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. I didn't see you there.
Lately, I realized you're out of it for a long time.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Peter. I've been finding it really hard to focus lately.
So anything wrong?
No, actually, nothing's wrong. Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I think I'm in love.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, I met this girl, Mary, about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And, we have so much in common. We just click together perfectly. I've fallen head over heels in love with this girl.
Really?
So I just can't think about anything else. I'm just thinking about her all the time.
You're 100% feeling crush.
I'm just so crazy in love with this girl. I just want to proclaim it from the rooftops.
Well, this is okay. Fall in love is a great thing, Sam.But I don't think it should be okay. It means the relationship affects your work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Peter. You know what? I'll try much harder to focus and not let my relationship affect my work.
All right. 那么刚才的对话呢，我跟 Sam 说 ，Sam 没有理我，又喊一声 Sam， 同样没有理我。我觉得有着急，说 Sam 怎么了 ？Sam 突然醒了过来，说什么事 ，Peter？ 我说 Sam， 最近呢，你感觉一直在做。白日梦，因为这个工作呢，由于你最近的状态不好，受到了很大的影响。我同时非常关心 Sam， 说最近你怎么了 ？Sam 看了我之后呢，面色有些尴尬，说 ：“Peter， 这事呢说起来有一些不太好意思。”我说：“怎么了？”他说呢：“我最近恋爱了啊。”我说呢：“他是谁 ？Sam 呢？他这个女孩子是什么？叫 Mary， 大概认识了两个礼拜，但是 Sam 对她呢非常的 crazy。同时呢 ，Sam 认为呢这个女孩子非常的适合他，他想让大家。”都知道他现在已经处于热恋的状态当中，他想让每一个人都知道这件事情，就用到了我们今天的词组 proclaim it from the rooftop， 表示说站在屋顶让全世界的人都知道他现在 fall in love 恋爱了。我说这没有问题，恋爱呢是一个好事情，但是呢恋爱千万不能影响你的工作。那 Sam 听完之后说理解这个事儿，我一定呢尽量的把自己的状态呢调整好，不会呢让工作受到任何的影响。那么今天的这个词组呢 proclaim it from the rooftop， 表示一个人 想把一个信息一个消息让他周边的人完完全全的了解。
Well, I think in this circumstance or situation, we've probably all encountered it.
Right.
One, either we've just been so crazy about a person, it really does affect our thinking.
Right.
It's like we basically become useless.
Mm-hmm.
We just sit there, oh, we're just so
daydreaming, absent-minded, you're focusing, not in work, but actually something like a relationship.
Yeah.
Or maybe like your family.
Oh, well, yeah, or it could be that, too. Oh, so the second situation we've probably all experienced is we're just so excited about something. Maybe it's not about love. Maybe it's just some other thing that just really makes us so happy. We just want to yell it out. I'm so happy because of something.
For instance.
Well, maybe for instance, we've been waiting for this promotion at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been waiting and waiting, and we think, well, you know what? I've been waiting so long, maybe I'll never get that promotion. But then we finally get it, so we just become so excited, so happy, we just want to yell it out, I finally got my promotion, and tell the whole world.
那么第一个场景呢，我们用到一个人处于热恋当中，他想把这个热恋的消息呢，告诉所有的人，可以用这个词组 proclaim it from the rooftop。另外一个场景呢，我们用在工作当中，表示一个人，那么呢，即将被提升，他想让他的同事、他的家人了解到这个好消息，那么同样也可以用我们今天讲到的词组 proclaim it from the rooftop， 表示说非常急切的、非常盼望把这个消息呢让大家都知道。So proclaim it from the rooftop can be used whenever you're happy, have a good news to make announcement.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta really be excited. It's not your normal excitement. Hey, guess what? I got this, I got that. It's super, super excited where you just want to tell the whole world.
Right.
If you feel that excited, then you can use today's idiom.
那么今天的 idiom 用在大家认为是非常大的、非常令大家吃惊的一个好消息的时候呢，用这个 proclaim it from rooftop. 一般的消息呢，大家尽量不要用这么夸张的这个 idiom.
Yeah, if you got a new pencil,
right,
new pair of shoes, it's probably not something you want to proclaim from the rooftops.
Right. All right, so that's it for today's idiom. And now let's go to part two of today's Use English.
Which, of course, is talking about robots.
Right, robot as a handbook.
Yes.
Because we mentioned the benefits of robots. And today, let's continue our discussion of the benefits of robots.
Yes, and especially when comparing them to flesh and blood humans.
Mm-hmm. And before we go to the point, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
All right, today's first word for our hit the books is ultimate. Ultimate. U-L-T-I-M-A-T-E. Ultimate.
今天的第一个单词 ultimate 翻译成中文是最终的，它可以翻译成最终的一个 success, ultimate success.
Yes, that's right.
最终的胜利。
Next, we have the word ensure. Ensure. E-N-S-U-R-E. Ensure.
第二个词是个动词 ensure 翻译成中文是确保。
Next is the word jeopardy. Jeopardy. J-E-O-P-A-R-D-Y. Jeopardy.
第三个单词它翻译成中文是危险，等同于我们学过了 danger, 危险。
Yeah.
但是呢这个词可以说 put something in jeopardy.、Right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like danger where you're in danger, you can be in jeopardy.
Jeopardy, 所以这两个单词呢可以相互的替换，可以说一个人 in jeopardy, 同时呢也可以说 in danger.
Next, we have the word embed. Embed. E-M-B-E-D. Embed.
下一个单词 embed. 大家注意了，这个词呢是由这个我们非常熟悉的单词 bed, 床这个词前面加一个 em, 变成了动词，翻译成中文是植入到什么什么当中一个东西，比如说在这个设备里面或在人的人体里面植入一个 chip, 一个芯片，可以用这个单词 embed.
Okay, next is the word dilemma. Dilemma. Or dilemma. Some say that.Dilemma is D-I-L-E-M-M-A, dilemma.
下一个单词翻译成中文是困境 dilemma. 它往往呢用在 in dilemma, 表示一个人左右为难，可以用这个词做 dilemma.
Yeah, or you could say, of course, I have a dilemma, because it's really like a problem, but、mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more serious,、mm-hmm. but you don't know what to do, so hey, I have a dilemma, I'm in a dilemma, I need to do this or that.
Alright.
Next is the word relevant. Relevant. R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T. L E R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T, relevant.
下一个单词 relevant 翻译成中文是相关的，比如说我们在写作文的时候呢，你的作文的内容要跟这个 topic relevant, particularly writing, you know, the things you're writing should be relevant to the point.
Yeah, but we hear this in the negative a lot, we hear irrelevant,、
mm-hmm.
like your opinion is irrelevant, or this or that is irrelevant, it doesn't matter, it doesn't really apply to the situation.
那么在 relevant 前面加个 IR 变成了这个词的反义词，表示一个事情与另一个事情没有任何的关联性， irrelevant.
Next is the word encode, encode.E-N-C-O-D-E, encode.
下一个单词 encode, 翻译成中文是译成密码，它可以指我们说的话 encoded, 比如说孩子们之间说的话呢，不希望父母能够听懂，那么他的话用一些暗语啊，或者一些暗号，那么这种语言呢叫 encoded.
Next we have anniversary, anniversary, A-N-N-I-V-E-R,S-A-R-Y, anniversary.
下一个单词 anniversary 翻译成中文是周年的纪念 like a birthday, like a wedding.
Well, anniversaries, we hear a lot of wedding anniversaries.、
Mm-hmm.
So, you've been married for 5 years, it's your 5-year anniversary.
Anniversary.
But also you hear it with like companies. So the company sometimes will have a sale because this is their 50th year anniversary.
Anniversary.、Mm-hmm.
Alright, that brings us to the last word, which is sustain.Sustain. S-U-S-T-A-I-N. Sustain.
最后一个单词 sustain 翻译成中文是维系或者维持的意思 sustain. 比如说我们的地球是否能够被长时间的或永久的持续下去 The question is, can Earth be sustained forever?
Yeah, or can Earth sustain life forever?
Right. Alright, so let's go to the point of the benefits of robots.
Alright, so we finished withPoint number 3 yesterday. So we'll pick up with point number 4, which is robots won't get tired of shopping. Say hello to your ultimate shopping buddy. It's not all the time you can get a friend to tag along on all your shopping adventures. There are just some who hate shopping. And we're not only referring to men. Having robots for friends ensure you limitless shopping hours.Or at least until you literally drop, in which case they can just drive you home. You don't even have to glare at robots to make them carry your bags because they instantly will without asking them to. Where can you find the friends who can do all these things?
Well, you have a shopping buddy, which is robot.
Yes, but this sounds like the ultimate shopping buddy.
Means the best shopping buddy.
The best you're ever going to find or get, yes.
第四点我们提到的是机器人将是我们非常好的购物的朋友。我们呢可以跟我们的人类朋友 say goodbye. 我们将拥抱机器人的购物朋友。We go shopping with robot.
Yes.Why is a robot the ultimate shopping buddy?、
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one is, it's honestly pretty hard to find a friend who always wants to go with you when you want to go shopping.
Right. 有的时候呢，我们想购物的时候，的的确确很难找到心仪的伙伴。那么怎么办？下面的 the question is, where I can find a shopping buddy?
Yes. Now, in my personal experience, like, I don't mind going shopping with someone,、
mm-hmm.
but you know what? After about half an hour or an hour, I've had enough and I want to leave, but maybe my friend or, I don't know, whoever it is, they still want to shop.
There's a problem.
Yes, there's a conflict there. They don't share the same amount of love for shopping.
Right. And the robot is the best solution.
Yes, that's right. And you know what? Not just men. We know men are pretty famous for not liking shopping, but、
yep.
actually there are some women too who don't like to shop that much.
But for me, men just prefer instant shopping. Just go there and grab stuff and pay, leave.
And then get out.
For women, they prefer a marathon shopping.
Yeah, sometimes they don't even buy anything. They can just look at stuff.
Yeah, window shopping without buying anything.
Yeah, wow.
But you just enjoy looking around, asking price, and, you know, talking to the sales ladies. That's it.
Yeah.
They got a huge satisfaction from walking around asking.
Yep, there's nothing like, well, maybe men have to have a hard day at work or been stressful lately. Well, let's go drink a beer, chat, have pizza.、
Mm-hmm.
But girls, I know, like stress shopping, right? Go shopping, relax a little bit.
刚才我跟 Sam 讲到了说男性跟女性的购物的习惯是完全不同的。男性来讲呢，一般情况下去了之后，看完东西如果满意付钱离开。 女性呢更喜欢那种 window shopping， 只看不买的购物的过程，她们的购物的时间会非常的长，用一个词叫 marathon shopping， 马拉松式的购物的一个过程。那么这个过程来讲，如果找到一个合适的朋友来讲，的的确确不是很容易的，因为他需要一个很长的一个耐性，同时保持一个非常高的一个兴趣点，不然的话你会觉得整个的购物的过程非常的单调和无聊。那么如何解决，机器人将是一个很好的解决的方案 solution， 他们从来不会抱怨，一直保持一个高昂的购物的情绪。
Now you mentioned that we can have what's called marathon shopping, but also we have another saying in English which is shop until you drop. Shop until you drop means just shop, 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 go shopping until you can't take anymore, you just fall down.
You fall down the ground.
You fall down on the ground, you've been shopping so much. But the article mentions if you have the ultimate shopping companion, which is a robot, if you literally drop from all the shopping, no problem.The robot is there, he can drive you home.
在英语里我们又学到了一个长时间购物的词组叫 shop until you drop, 表示一个人不停地在购物购物，直到最后一刻你实在坚持不住了，一头栽倒在地上。Shop until you drop, 非常好的一个 expression, 希望大家能在购物的场景里面尽量的使用 shop until you drop.
Another reason why robots make the ultimate shopping companion is...Well, when you're shopping and you're purchasing all these items, those bags tend to get pretty heavy. And we know that sometimes your boyfriend, your husband can be a little unattentive, right? He's playing on his phone. He doesn't notice that you need help with those bags.
Right.
So you kind of glare at him like, hey, come here, take these bags. But with a robot, no. He's there for you. He's going to take them right away. Don't even have to ask.
那么在商场的时候，有的时候女士拎着一大堆的包，旁边的丈夫呢假装的看手机，那么这时候的女士会非常的生气，会盯着自己的丈夫说，过来赶快帮我拎这些袋子。但是呢 as a robot, he'll be available anytime.
Okay, well, if you're not convinced by the shopping, we have more reasons for you. So let's move on to number 5, which is robots will not fall in love with your partner.One of the things that put human friendship in jeopardy is the risk of your friend falling for your boyfriend or girlfriend or brother or sister. Robots cannot fall in love because at least we assume that their manufacturer would design their own partner and embed it in their system beforehand. Now there's no dilemma on how to make friends stay away from your partner and risk losing the friendship you value the most.
同时跟机器人做朋友没有任何的嫉妒的成分在里面，因为有的时候我们会担心一个朋友会和你的男朋友或女朋友产生一些不必要的麻烦，那么机器人呢，它会保持一个非常neutral中立的一个态度。
You kind of get the feeling, at least I do, the writer of this article has maybe experienced this in the past, maybe?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, poor thing, but you know what, if she had thatRobot best friend? Well, that wouldn't have happened to her.
文中提到了说 put human friendship in jeopardy. So that means you put your relationship in danger.
Yeah, because for sure you can imagine, even if you've never had this happen, you can imagine that if your best friend fell in love with your girlfriend or boyfriend, hey, how are you still going to be best friends?
Right, 有的时候呢会发现自己的男朋友或者女朋友呢跟你的朋友产生了恋情，那么这种关系的的确确让你觉得非常的头痛。那么作为机器人朋友来讲，永远不会发生这样的事情。厂家呢在制造机器人的时候呢，已经在他们的身体当中设定了一个程序 a program， 不允许它产生任何的 relationship。同时呢，如果说厂家希望的话呢，它可以呢在机器人当中为他们设定一个 boyfriend 和 girlfriend， 所以大家不要担心。这个机器人和人类会产生任何的 relationship.
Alright, well, that brings us to the next point, point number 6, which is, robots won't forget special occasions like birthdays. With the pace technology is advancing these days, it's easy to make a robot remember special dates relevant to your friendship. You may simply encode all the important dates and even set a reminder so you both don't forget. You may even add other information such as your parents' birthdays or anniversaries to make sure you don't miss it. Your friends should also know this, right? Especially if they come barging in on your living room to have dinner on all these occasions.
另外一点，我们要知道机器人有非常好的 memory 记忆力非常好，他永远不会忘记你的生日或者一些特别重要的日子。
So, you know, maybe a husband and wife, well, the husband sometimes forgets an important dates, like maybe the first time they met,
right.
Or maybe their anniversary, hopefully not that, their wedding anniversary, but if you have a robot, for sure, not going to forget.
Well, particularly for a couple who had married for a long time, and husband is getting more and more forgetful.
Yeah, it happens. It's actually probably pretty common.
But robot would be another story.
Yeah. In fact, not just dates that are important to you, but maybe like if it's your father's or your mother's wedding anniversary, some sort of special important date for your friends or family, well, just program that into the robot and he can remind you so you won't forget.
Robot can remember your parents' birthday, your brother or sister's birthday, even some of the important anniversaries.
Yes. And you know what? I think the benefit of a robot is...You can put these things on the calendar, you can put these things into your phone, but sometimes maybe you entered it incorrectly, or the alarm you don't hear.
Right.
But the robot can tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, guess what? Today is your mom and father's 50th anniversary.
Anniversary, right?
Yeah, sure.
And maybe it's just the anniversary for your marriage or something, right? So it can, a good reminder.
Yes, sounds wonderful. Well, that brings us to our last point, which is point number 7. Robots are always there for you. When you make friends on Facebook, for example, you set yourself for disappointment whenever you need them and they're not available. That's the point of friendship, being there for each other when you need the time and company. But humans have lives of their own. They have a family to take care of, a career to sustain, and mouths to feed, so they cannot be at your back and call all the time.Having robots as buddies is like making friends for life, because as long as you need their company and love, they are there. They can be there, not unless they run out of power or battery.
作为机器人最后一点，同时也是非常重要的一点是，它永远会在你的身边，它不会像人类朋友那样，还有其他的一些事物需要处理，有其他的关系需要 handle.
So we probably all experienced that, where we really need a friend, especially nowadays, like the article mentions Facebook friends.
Right.
Well, we might have, well, WeChat or Weibo friends, and you think, oh, wow, look at all these friends on my WeChat or on my Weibo, but then when you really need them,They're probably not going to be there for you.
Right. 大家打开自己的微信会发现自己有比如几百个朋友、但是这些朋友是不是 reliable, 靠谱的朋友呢？那么很难说的。特别是你需要帮助的时候，这些朋友呢可能会不在你的身边。但是作为 robot, 机器人，它会永远的在你身边，非常的 a loyal friend.
However, robots still need, like we mentioned before, some maintenance.
Right.
So make sure you recharge their batteries so that they can be there for you all the time.
Right, 我们知道呢朋友关系需要一定的维护特别呢比如说需要吃饭呢需要喝茶需要聊天那么它是一个 high maintenance friendship, 是一个高成本的一个朋友关系但是作为一个 robot, 机器人它的维护成本非常的低它只需要呢在它电量不够的时候给它 recharge, 给它充电 He or she will be very happy, will be delighted.
Yes, full of energy, I guess you can say.
Yeah, it's simple as just plug in, right?
Yeah, who knows, maybe we can even, you know, we're at the restaurant, his battery's getting low, we just look for like a little energy socket and say, hey, and plug him in while we're eating.
Right, you're chatting, eating, and have a good time.
Yeah, so in a way, he's eating too, just not food.
Well, so question is, where I can find such a robot?
Well, maybe in the future.
In the future, okay. Well, time's up for today's chat about robots, and see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语。 广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
If I do, it'll all be over. I'll never see you again.